Now, some people love the look of wood paneling, and some people simply don't like it. John in Batesville, Missouri, has a question whether he wants to cover it, uncover it, or make it more attractive. How are you, John?
Fine.
So tell me, what do you want to do with this paneling?
Our house is 30 years old, and the den is paneled in an antique birch.
And so you're not liking it. You want to change it.
Right.
Well, depending on how it's applied, you can either remove the paneling or you can cover over it. And covering over it tends to be a little bit more difficult because if you were to put a wallpaper directly over it, you're still going to see the beads or the seams or the paneling themselves.
Right.
I've heard that you can fill in the beads with joint compound or wood filler and then put an underlayment paper for wallpaper and then wallpaper, but that's a ton of work. Sometimes if you like the look of striping, you can paint that paneling and use the stripe that's already there to accentuate this feature.
No, we don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Tom, what are you thinking?
If you want a smooth wall finish, what you're going to have to do is skin that with some drywall. Now, you don't have to use half-inch thick standard drywall. You can use quarter-inch drywall.
Right.
And go right on top of that and spackle the joints and, you know, have a wallboard surface. That's the only way you're going to do it.
And your room will now be 1/2 inch smaller in both directions.
Right. You think, can you spare that half inch?
We can spare the half inch.
You want it to be white and clean looking when you're done?
Right.
I would suggest that you invest in the cost of a gallon of paint.